This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition, and kicking off the second hour where I'm going to have a number of company updates, three to be precise. One is actually an introduction to a new exploration company that'll be coming at you in the third segment of the second hour. In this first segment, I'm chatting with Chuck Provini, President and CEO of NatCore Technology. We've been following NatCore for well over a year now, and NatCore is an interesting company in many reasons, but it has almost a two-pronged approach, one being developing solar cells, improving their efficiency, and lowering their cost. And everybody, I think, knows now that solar is really starting to pick up some steam around the world. But then NatCore is also working with a number of other big companies and governments around the world, three different locations in particular, as part of their Best of Breed program, where they are the consultants in these deals and help countries and other big companies build these solar facilities. And that is what I want to talk about first here, Chuck, is this recent news that came out of the deal in Australia, in Queensland, where you are working with Denso, and it deals with increasing the size of this solar complex up from 30 megawatts to 58 megawatts. So this is a pretty nice bump, almost doubling the size. Can you please detail what's going on here?
Sure, Corey. Our partners in Australia, Denso, which is a company we've had an agreement with now for some time, have identified, took a while to identify what land was appropriate for the facility. One of the big important things is not just having land, but having land that is close to the grid so you can connect to the grid. The distance is very expensive as it gets further and further away from the grid. One of the most expensive parts of a solar farm, if you have a long way to go, to get the power to where the grid is. So Denso found a piece of property that was right to the grid, just literally a few hundred meters from it. And as a result of some of the planning and what we've done with the government there, they were very impressed with what the structure was and what the plan was and what the results were. They accessed him, gave him more land that was adjacent to this particular property. So given that, we were able to double the size of what the project is, and that's really a pat on the back to the people who are on our team that are putting all this together, because it was done because what we were delivering to them was, as far as power and cost, was better than what some competitors are in different parts of Queensland.
So there's one thing that stuck out to me, Chuck, in this press release that is a bit different from the other Best of Breed projects that you're helping out on, and that is this proof of concept battery storage facility. I know that a lot of people who follow solar, more or less clean energy, have heard about these battery storage facilities around the world, a lot happening in Nevada, actually. But this is a new development for this Best of Breed. Can you take us through what's going on here?
The storage facilities, quite frankly, are something that I never paid much attention to, because our projects for Best of Breed were typically attached to the grid. There was a situation in Australia, though, that battery storage became more of an important issue because of peak hours and peak time, et cetera. So as a result of that, for the last year or so, we've been looking for solutions to that particular problem. And what we've stumbled on is not just a technology or a couple technologies that work during peak hours, which is maybe 2 hours, and then they drain down. But we found two different, totally different technologies, totally different companies that will draw down anywhere from 4 to 6 hours, which in essence is the time when, you know, there's no sunlight. So it's a much bigger improvement. It's a much better situation than what most of the storage batteries you see or you read about you know, in some of the journals. So what we've done is we've included that in our best of breed capabilities, and we're introducing it not just into Australia, but into some other areas where there is no grid. This type of storage facilities where you're talking about perhaps in the Philippines where there's 5,000 islands and there is no infrastructure on most of them, this storage thing becomes a huge benefit and something that's critical in growing some of these energy projects.
So this battery storage, it can be utilized in a number of different projects, and now with NatCore, I guess, understanding more about these battery storage options, is this opening you up to potentially more best-of-breed deals in maybe different jurisdictions that you never considered before?
Absolutely. There is not just in the best-of-breed where we are, but we're also looking and hearing some things, in Africa where storage is very important.
Okay, so Chuck, there are three best-of-breed projects currently underway, Australia, Vietnam, and the Middle East. Is there going to be any news coming out from any of these other projects that investors can expect in terms of maybe moving them forward even more?
Yes, it's a very linear process. I think we had a news release a little while ago that we received permission to from the government in Vietnam for our project. Once that happens, we now do a feasibility study, which we've done, and we're delivering it. We're actually interviewing engineering companies and actually starting to bid panels and inverters and tracking systems. So once you get through the approval and you are approved, then things start moving along, and that's where we are in the Vietnamese project. With respect back to Australia, we were contacted by the Australian Trade Commission, which in essence is a government agency of Australia that operates outside of Australia, trying to help companies do business in Australia. And we're actually looking at the possibility with them at their request of replicating a laboratory that we have in Australia, you know, to complement some of the work that we're doing that could also help their projects, because we hope that there'll be more projects in Australia other than just the Queensland project.
Well, Chuck, I look forward to seeing what comes out of that Vietnam project, because you did receive that government approval back in January, and hearing that a feasibility study is underway, that is logically the next step. I do need to ask, though, what's going on with the solar cell technology? You have been working towards breaking through that 20% efficiency barrier. Where do we stand right now?
Well, we are close to, if not at that 20% number. What we're doing right now is having a third party verify that for us. We've got a scope of work with two different entities where we'll be sending them the cells that we've measured, that they will measure to confirm that. And then when that happens, what we'll do is we'll start converting the smaller cells that we work with into a lab and creating standard size cells. When you're in a laboratory, it doesn't make sense to work with big cells because it's too expensive. So now that we get a confirmation on what our efficiencies are, we would expect to take those smaller cells and start using big cells, standard cells that go into a panel, and then actually putting them into a panel and measuring the different, not just efficiencies, but the cell-to-module energy loss that our particular process eliminates. Well, by doing that, by eliminating that cell to module loss, that means we're increasing the power another 8 to 10%. So we're moving along in the lab, and we're moving along very, very quickly in both areas, frankly, Corey.
Well, Chuck, I stay up to date with you, and I understand that you have a lot going on with the company, but news can kind of be slow in certain times when you're dealing with government approvals and when you're dealing with laboratory work, but hearing that you are getting closer, if not potentially breaking that 20% barrier, is very encouraging to me. Plus, these best-of-breed projects, they continue to expand, they continue to move along. I very much look forward to hearing some updates, as I mentioned, especially in Vietnam. So, Chuck, as always, thank you for taking some time and sharing what's going on with NatCore. Everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back.
Thank you, Corey.
We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the second hour of the weekend edition. And here with another company update from Orvista Gold. I have the president and CEO, Jean Lafleur, on the line with me. Orvista recently came out with a news release that I wanted to bring Jean on to discuss because, as we talked about earlier, Orvista came out with a prior news release that talked about a mineral resource at the Douay Gold Project in Quebec, and that resource was about 4.4 million ounces. But the government and the regulators came back to John and said, you guys need to reclassify this for the model that you're using in terms of the constrained pit shell that this resource is confined in. And now the new resource, the clarified resource, I'll put, is 2.8 million ounces. So, John, still a very nice resource, especially when you consider this resource is compiled from just prior data. But can you talk about how you needed to reclassify this resource and how it compares to the old one?
Right. Thanks, Corey. Thanks for having me on again. For me, a geologist, exploration geologist, I love to have upside. And the original number basically showed that in terms of the new resource criteria that's being used, the CIM resource criteria, we need to add economic parameters. So choose a model, whether it's underground or open pit, throw in some, you know, potential or economic numbers to it and draw your pit. In our case, it was a pit. And we basically came up with 2.8 million ounces, which is quite significant. If we had done the same thing on the previous estimate that we did 2012, we would have had 1.8 million ounces. So, you know, comparing apples with apples, it's fair enough. I understand the regulators and their approach. And for me, but for me, again, it's the upside potential. This, you know, 2.8 million ounces in a reserve type scenario, that's 8 to 10 years of potential reserves in sort of 300,000 ounce range per year, which is significant. And again, like you said, we didn't add too much new data. We basically took the old information. It was remodeled based on all the work that we did last year. And from that, we're able to see that the high-grade zones were all connected, the 8 high-grade zones between each other. So some of the other assays that were kind of loose ends at the time became part of these corridors, and, you know, we could add continuity here. So, again, it's the model. We're just starting on the drilling. You know, we're about a third of the way through the 30,000-meter campaign. Seeing some nice things, but obviously we've got to wait for assays. And quite confident that we'll achieve the number that we wanted initially in terms of the resource be over 5 million ounces and probably, you know, as with time, get much better conversion rates to the resources and the measured and indicated. So, you know, the idea is to get up to 5 million and then we'll see, right? Do we keep doing exploration? Do we go to feasibility? So there's different scenarios, and so anyway, it's a good start to the project.
And, John, that's one thing that I outlined to our audience when we first started covering Or Vista is the upside potential, because you do have really a nice base to be starting at with this 2.8 million ounces already defined in this pit. And now, as you mentioned, 30,000 meters of drilling underway. This does provide the upside to further define this resource. And one thing that you and I chatted about when I was at PDAC, I swung by your office and you showed me just how big this project is and how much further upside there is, because this drilling that you are undertaking, it encompasses about a 7 kilometer long area, but then there are some very close other targets. Can you talk about those other targets that are outside of this current pit design?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's significant. I mean, we see mineralization outside the current outline of this so-called pit that we did. We see it in gold, and we see it in copper, zinc, and gold. Like I said, the upside is significant. We do see other elements here that could add to the potential, and it's so typical of these camps. You look at Timmins with the Kidd Creek base metal mine. You look at Naranda with the Horn and some of the gold deposits around there. Matagami is probably the only one, the closest camp to us, is the only one that was just basically based on zinc and copper, and they never found the gold. So it's obvious that Douay has that gold signature. But right now we're seeing other types of metal signatures that, again, was not really identified in the past. It was kind of left 40 years ago, 30 years ago, and now, you know, we're looking at this deposit totally differently than anybody else did in the past.
Okay, John, I do want to talk about the share structure and what is coming down the line for shareholders and even those looking to potentially buy some shares. You pointed this out off mic to me, and I do want to bring this up, and that is the fact that there are some shares and some warrants that are going to become free trading here shortly. So there might be some selling pressure on the stock, but you have seen a nice uptick in buying as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we saw the volumes come up at the time of the Prospectors Conference a couple of weeks ago. The buying is still there, and that's the key, right? So you have a lot of liquidity on the stock, but the warrants that are coming due on May 31st, we got about half of them that were exercised up to now. So it's brought in, you know, significant money at 8 cents, but there's about 17 million warrants coming out. And so I feel that, you know, people will exercise all of them. Plus all the other warrants that we have at 13 cents and 25 cents are in the money. So, you know, there might be a few of those coming through also. There's also the shares coming free trading from our November financing. But again, the financing was done with key strategic investors. So sure, I expect some shares to be sold, but not the entirety. And also with Vior's announcement recently that their or Vista shares that they hold, they will be dividending some of them out to their shareholders later on in the month. So, yeah, there will be some pressure.
And that's understandable when you do have money that was raised and this dividend, which is kind of a unique situation. But remember, everybody, I was introduced to this company by a management team that I really respect, and I know that they hold shares in this company. And as you mentioned, John, you did bring on some strategic shareholders who I assume would be holding, but sometimes these guys do sell some of their position. That being said, there is still a lot of news that is going to be coming down the line for Orvista, especially in terms of this 30,000-meter drill program, which, John, you said was already underway, and when we do get those assays, we will be following back with you. If anybody has any more questions on Orvista, please let me know. I'm always happy to reach out to management. And if you do want to just check out, the stock is traded on the Venture Exchange under the symbol AVA, also on the OTCQB under the symbol ARVSF. John, thanks for sharing this update on the clarified mineral resource estimate. Everybody, I'm going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition and our third and final company update. And I saved this company update for last because it's actually an introduction to a new company that we will be following on the KE report. They are a sponsor. And also, I am a shareholder. I just purchased some shares in the market because this is an exploration play. We're not going to beat around the bush here. This is a company that has some interesting projects in Quebec, in areas that are very popular right now and have some proven mineralization around them. The company is Sekova Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SEK, and for everybody in the U.S., you can find Sekova under the symbol SEKZF. I have on the line with me Bradley Kitchen, the chairman and CEO of Sekova Metals. Brad, I want to start off by getting your background in Quebec, because as I mentioned, and we will get into the properties that Sekova holds in Quebec, but you actually have a pretty decorated past with a pretty big exploration discovery that recently sold to Oban Mining, which is now Osisko. Can you please give us some background on your background in Quebec, Brad?
I'd be happy to, Corey, and thanks very much for having me on. My last company prior to joining Sekova Metals was a company called Eagle Hill Exploration. We acquired a property called the Windfall Lake property. It's about a 3.5-hour drive from Val-d'Or. It's a property that had some historical results on it, quite good results, but for whatever reason, they were never able to put together a resource on the property. So what we did, and this is going back in about 2008, 2009, compiled a team, took a look at the historic results. We raised about $25 million in Eagle Hill. put the majority of that into the property, did some exploration, and put together a model that showed that we had 1.8 million ounces of gold and a fairly good grade at 6 to 7 grams a ton, all close to surface. So it was a very good project, and one where Osisko now, it's their key project in Osisko Mining, and they've just raised over $100 million, have increased the size of the camp from about 25 people when I was there to over 300 people now, and are about to do 400,000 meters of drilling.
So, Brad, we actually work pretty closely with Osisko, and one of the companies that they are a major player in, Balco Resources, and I did sit down with Vincent Metcalf at PDAC last week, and that interview was featured on the weekend show, one interview focusing on Osisko, the other interview focusing on Falco. I highly encourage everybody to look at last weekend's show and check out that interview with Vincent. Now, Brad, let's move on and talk about the properties that Sekova holds. There are two main properties in Quebec, the Duvet property and the Eagle River Gold Project. Let's start with the Duvet. Please give us a background here.
Sure. Well, we talked a little bit about Eagle Hill. And what we're doing with Duvet and Sekova Metals is the exact same thing that we did with the Windfall Lake Project. And that is, take a property that had some exploration. Most recently, it was a company called Horizon that was recently bought out by Hecla for their Casa Berardi mine. They were committed to spend $40 million over a five-year period. But when they were bought out, they had to drop the property. So we've been able to benefit from their work, also work that goes back even as far as 1940s. But nobody's been able to put together the model of the gold mineralization in the area. So over the last 18 months or so, we've done some further exploration. We've done some modeling. We've used an extremely interesting technique from Abitibi Geophysics to do 3D IP modeling. And we're just about to commence our drilling program up on the Duvet. We've identified at least six targets along a 750-meter strike. We've acquired other property through our partner up there, Trésor, that will continue this strike for another 1.3 kilometers, so almost 2 kilometers of strike. We're going to continue to do exploration along there and hopefully identify more than the six targets that we've already set down for drilling this winter / spring. The project, it's a five-minute drive from Amos. The infrastructure is fantastic. It's right on the paved highway. We've got a huge mill / gravity mill / core stack. There's power to the property. There's phone lines to the property. The town of Amos is a big little town. It's about 12,000 people, very resource-friendly, but it means we don't have to establish a camp. There's hotels, there's restaurants, and then there's drilling companies, assaying companies. So it's the infrastructure is very, very strong there. So we're pretty excited about this. We want to take the same approach that we did on Eagle Hill, compile all the historic information which we've done, identified areas where we're going to drill, and hopefully come up with a fairly robust gold mineralization.
All right, Brad, due to time constraints of this segment, we do need to move over to Eagle River, the gold project, again in Quebec, that is on trend with that Windfall Lake property. But we will come back and revisit both of these properties in more detail in future segments. But right now, let's talk about the Eagle River gold project. This is, as I mentioned, on trend with the Windfall Lake, as well as this hot area with Bowfield and Bonterra also in the area.
Yeah, and that was one of the reasons why we acquired this property. Corey, again, I appreciate this. I could talk for hours on both of these projects. But the Eagle River really was, I guess we were fortunate to acquire a significant number of claims that go into the southeast or trend to the southeast below Osisko, Bowfield, and directly attached to Bonterra. So where we continue along the structure of the gold mineralization, this is obviously an area I'm familiar on an intimate basis with. And when this opportunity came up to acquire the property south of Bonterra, it was something that we couldn't couldn't resist, especially for our shareholders, because we believe we can take our new technology, take our exploration team, and determine how far or to what extent the gold mineralization continues from Osisko's Windfall project through Bullfields, through Bonterra's, and onto our property.
So, Brad, the initial drilling that is planned for Duvet, I assume that's going to be some of the news that's going to be coming down the line. Can you take us through what shareholders and prospective shareholders can expect in terms of news?
Sure. It's going to be a very, very busy 2017 for us. We're doing a little bit of surface sampling up at the Duvet right now. We have seen visible gold. We have a very good idea of the structure. It's very simple. It's basically where the shear plane hits the fault, and the gold's held within the quartz mineralization, so it's a case of following this. Our mineralization targets are cigar-shaped. They're about 100 to 50 meters in width. They continue down for at least 400 meters, and they're tilted at an incline of about 50 degrees from vertical. So we've got very, very specific targets. We're going to be drilling those over the next couple of months. We're then going to extend our exploration by another 1.3 kilometers. So we're hoping to come up with at least another 12 to 18 targets that we can drill on. And then on the Eagle River, we're going to start some grassroots exploration. We're going to be doing some basic IP and determine where we can drill starting probably late summer, early fall.
All right, so just to recap here, Brad, and as I mentioned, I am a shareholder, and I am a shareholder because I wanted to get in early on this exploration company that is in a jurisdiction that I like and has members of management behind it that have done good things in that area. The company currently did just raise some money, so they are cashed up for some of the current drill program. If anybody has any more questions on Sekova, please feel free to email me personally at fleck@kereport.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody found those company updates valuable. I think a number of those companies you should at least have on your radar because they are planning on spending some money drilling and proving out hopefully some larger resources and hopefully finding some pretty decent grade. But definitely a few stories that we will continue following along with. I have on the line with me for this segment, Chris Martinson, co-founder, co-editor of PeakProsperity.com. Chris is one of my favorite commentators who is able to take a step back and look at the general aspect of how money is flowing. And Chris, I want to talk about the precious metals, but as I just mentioned, we're going to look at it in a more broad sense because right now, there's a lot of money in the system, but it's just kind of sloshing around. And maybe that's why precious metals seem to be almost choppy this year.
Well, absolutely, Corey. Let's start with this. The central banks of the world, of the developed world, have just exploded their balance sheets, you know, tens of trillions of dollars. And when they did that, what happened? Well, they went out and they bought things like mortgage-backed securities, sovereign debt, in the case of several central banks, direct equity shares. They're just dumping this money in the market. So the markets, air quotes around that word now, are highly liquefied, meaning there's just tons of cash in there, including currently almost $200 billion a month coming into the markets courtesy of both the Bank of Japan and the European Central Bank. So that's the macro story. When you dump $200 billion, that's a huge number. It's just giant. It's got to go somewhere and do something. It can't just not go somewhere. It's the, sort of the rule of money. So it's out there. It's looking for stuff to do. And a lot of what we're seeing increasingly is, you know, we still use the word investors. The Wall Street Journal will write about investors think this. Investors are doing that. Investors are a tiny portion of that flow of money that's out in the wild looking for stuff to do. The vast bulk of that is now controlled by algorithms, computer algorithms written by humans, true, but they operate in a totally different way than human traders would. Human traders might look at things like, oh, I don't know, fundamentals of a company that might matter, or earnings that might matter, or technical analysis that used to mean sort of the summation of what humans were thinking applied into charts and momentum indicators and things. These algorithms are doing totally different things. They're looking for correlations, risk arbitrage, arbitrage opportunities, interest arbitrage opportunities. They're global in nature. They're not just looking at U.S. markets. So they're looking for any advantage they can and often have nothing to do with what you or I would say, here's a good reason to own precious metals. So oftentimes, Corey, somebody will say, Chris, gold really got hammered. Why? I'll say, well, let's wander over and look at the Japanese yen and cross against the dollar and the euro, because probably gold is going down because that pair trade is going up. And somebody, some algorithm has decided when that goes up, this goes down. That's how it works. That's a game, Corey, that works very well until it doesn't. Let's be clear. The central banks can't continue to put $200 billion a month into the markets, and that liquidity will stop flowing at some point. And when it does, all of those fancy computer algorithms no longer work as well, and that's when we get down to what I think is useful and interesting to your listeners and to myself personally is, at that moment, I think that the world sort of wakes up and the humans rest their money back from the algorithms real for a little while, and they say, geez, I need to put this somewhere. And that's when the race for real assets starts. And that's a fancy way of saying, you know, when we get this next market big downturn or break, you will either have gold before that happens or you won't. And if you don't, you better know people who've got access to it, because it's going to be hard to come by. The retail investor is going to be largely locked out of that, I would think, when the time comes. We're not there yet, but it's coming.
So, Chris, I do understand and fully agree with you that these assets and investments do not act in a vacuum. And there is a lot of money that is being traded based on momentum plays more than anything. But do you think that we've seen, at least in the last, let's say, year and 3 months, a change in investor sentiment, realizing that gold has been so beat up and this is a market that some people are starting to take positions in? Because it does look like we have and are putting in a bottom here.
Well, yeah, to the extent gold is a commodity, which it really isn't, it's money, but gold and silver, looking at them as commodities, they are at or below their all-in cost of production right now. So, you know, could gold go lower to 800, 1,000? It could, but then, you know, a lot of mines shut down and we're already seeing a loss of that fundamental flow of new gold coming from mines because of prices being where they are. It's the same trajectory we're going to see with oil eventually, and we would see with any other commodity. So I do think that this is roughly around where there's a floor for gold. I also am of the mind that that the price of gold has not been trading freely or fairly for a while. Nothing is left to chance in these markets. The central banks do control everything they can. They're on record as having controlled the price of gold many times in the past. And of course they would. I would do it if I was in their shoes, because they are running a program of financial repression. And in that financial repression, you're trying to take money from everybody and hand it to the debtors, which are the governments and also the other debtors in this story. And the way you conduct financial repression is, one, you drive interest rates into negative real territory. Two, you start to put ring fences around the things that people can and can't do with their money. So capital controls are a portion of that, and we already have those in place. And the third thing is, you can't give people any outs. And that would be the price of gold can't be signaling that that's a safe place to be, because that takes money out of your financial repression scheme. And as well, you can't allow people to go into cash if you go into negative interest rate territory in real terms. That's where we're headed, I think, and that's why you've also seen the war on cash. All those together tell me that, you know, people obviously are more turning towards gold at this point, particularly at the retail level. But when I work with wealthy people, particularly from Europe and also from Asia, they have no question about this. They've been in gold for a long time, would never consider having their portfolio devoid of gold. And I don't think anybody should.
So is this also a confidence game in terms of when investors and people in general start to lose more confidence in the central banks, that's going to cause the rush into gold?
That's the primary reason I hold gold myself, is because I'm thinking that there's a financial slash systemic accident at some point in the future. And when that happens, you won't know who's standing and who's not. Remember 2008, Lehman Brothers goes down. It froze the whole system up, not because Lehman itself was systemically that large in percentage terms, but because Lehman owed money to JP Morgan, who then owed money to Citi, who then owed money to, this big daisy chain. And when you get into financial trouble, like when our credit markets seize up because credit can't expand anymore because we're at the end of the cycle, you then get into both institutional counterparty risk and also potentially now, with places like Greece, sovereign counterparty risk. Listen, when the system starts to freeze up like that, people want to hold cash. But even if you hold cash now, I mean, not physical cash in your possession, which is a different story, but I mean, you have cash in a balance at a major institutional bank like J.P. Morgan, for instance. And let's say you're, I don't know, GE, and you've got tens of billions of dollars you're trying to manage. You can't even hold cash if that was an option. Under those circumstances, you won't necessarily have access to that cash because your cash, which is your asset at JP Morgan, is now the liability of that institution. So your money is as safe as they are. And so under those circumstances, gold starts to perform this tier one money-like safe haven asset that you can pull out, have stored in an allocated account that will operate as cash or as money during times of crisis. That's personally why I hold it, because I think that we're headed towards a monetary accident, a corresponding financial system accident, all of that courtesy of the fact that we didn't clean up the structural shortfalls in 2008. We just papered over it, made them larger, and I'm expecting a crisis at some point. Not expecting 100%, but it's high enough that I'm like, I would feel naked without my gold.
And I think that's a key aspect to consider, is that having some diversification into gold does help protect. Plus, I know there's a lot of naysayers about this general recovery that we have seen, and I am actually in that boat as well. We are stuck right now in slow growth at best around the world, and that is unfortunately not what the world needs to build itself out of where we are right now. But Chris, you bring up some very good points as to why to hold gold. It's always great chatting with you, and it's always great putting together the show. I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend show, and I hope everybody has a great rest of their week. Please keep the emails coming regarding any companies, any topics that you want to hear on future KE Report episodes.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin & Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.